back like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.
Is there anything you'd like to, for example, get off your chest, maybe?
Oh, man, something. You know, it's sort of the nail went into the coffin with regards to this subject this week.
Was it the final nail as well?
The final nail. There are certain people, and I don't know if you ever get this, or I don't know if the people listening ever get this, but there are certain people, you'll call them, and once the call is over, you do a ciao, bye, see you, ciao, ciao, and then they just wait until you hang up. Do you ever get that?
My dad, on video calls, and my youngest son, who's eight, he's turning nine next week, he mutes the mic and he sees how long before his nunu will notice.
No, but in these cases, it's just an expectation. It's, they'll do it.
They'll do it,
Oh, my God, it burns me. I know I'm a little wound tight, but geez.
I mean, it's just one button. You could just press dick.
It's just the expectation that I'll do it.
Yeah, you'll do it.
Yeah,
I see.
That's, you know, equality and all that.
It kind of reminds me of that new Maltese film that's out, Chow Chow.
Chow Chow,
because it's all about that.
You
sort
were saying
of,
something,
It's not directly related, but there is that sort of connection in terms of, you know, like those extra long Maltese goodbyes. You know, chow, 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 chow. Knock, knock. All right, chow, chow, chow.
That I understand. Yeah. This one, I find it a little rude.
Yeah.
If I'm not honest, if I'm being completely honest, I should say, I find it a bit rude. And I'd be like, oh my God, they expected me to cut again.
Here's a lesson for you, ladies and gentlemen. If you're ever on the phone with Oz, please make sure to end the conversation abruptly and quit. Not abruptly, but quickly once the discussion is over.
Or at least share the responsibility once in a while. You know, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm asking for.
I mean, geez, you weren't joking when you said you were tightly wound, Oz.
Oz and Jay.
On Vibe.
Happening in Mississippi, okay, what they are doing is they are putting forward a bill. So it doesn't mean it's in law. It's not a part of the law system just yet, but they are proposing this should happen. That is happening in Mississippi. And it is also something that counteracts the recent ban on abortion.
Okay, but on the other side of the sexual spectrum.
Absolutely.
Let's have a listen to how this young lady explains the new bill. This is a potential new law. Listen to this.
Have you heard of the act that's been proposed in Mississippi? I live for this pettiness. Basically, they're saying that this bill that's being presented makes it unlawful for a person to discharge genetic material without the intent to fertilize an embryo. It's a $1,000 fine for the first offense, $5,000 fine for the second offense, and $10,000 for a third.
Okay,
that is the other end of ridiculous.
So it's scaled. It's scaled as well with fines. Now
I think I'm going to start using that terminology though.
What's that?
The discharging of genetic material. That's such a great way to say it.
They're clearly talking about sneezing. Yes, here.
I'm quite sure. Yes, now, absolutely.
Here's my question.
Go on.
Who is going to enforce these fines?
Yeah.
How are they going to know?
Yes. And when they do know, where is the burden of proof? How do they collect that? Very, very curious.
Is there some kind of special kit that they need to use?
I don't think this will happen.
Who wants that job either?
Yeah, no. Oh, my God, no.
Listen, your neighbor said you were having a lot of fun last night, but you seem to have been alone.
If you don't mind, sir, drop your pants. I've got this special kit, and it may hurt a little, but don't worry.
Don't worry about it. It's completely harmless.
My goodness. All right? The world has gone cray-cray.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
Bad time of the month.
Oh, dear me.
We'll edit that out later for the podcast.
Funny stuff. Now, of course, Donald Trump is in the news every couple of hours with new headlines.
Yeah.
He's taken the world by storm, literally.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. And he's also saying some pretty funny things and doing some pretty funny things and having things that are funny about him done as well.
Oh, yeah. Like, for example,
this is a great... It's only a headline, but I had to read this. San Antonio Wax Museum...
So it's in Texas as well.
It's in Texas. Wow. I don't know if I'm going to get through this. I'm going to try. Okay.
Come on. I know you can do it.
San Antonio Wax Museum removes Trump figure because visitors kept punching it. Oh, that's clear. I think I might be tempted myself. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
Too bad for you.
Okay. What else we got?
Oh, well, this was in the news because you remember when he was talking about buying Greenland?
Mm-hmm.
Greenland?
Oh, and it's still, there's actually a lot of, I've got some updates for you, but let's play this first.
Let's play. He's also now moved his attention over to TikTok. You remember?
Yes, of course.
He's got a love.
There's a timeline for it to be banned.
They
extended that timeline by 2 months.
Exactly.
That's because he wants it.
Because of his Chinese China. Because of his Chinese affiliation. It's Chinese affiliation.
Yeah.
He's looking at now. Well, here, have a listen.
There are numerous ways you can buy TikTok, and we will find the one that's best for the country, for our country. I'm worried about our country more than anything else with respect to TikTok. And China is going to have to play a role in that, possibly, in the form of an approval. And I think they'll do that. Maybe I'll give them a little reduction in tariffs or something to get it done.
So he's going to give them a discount on the tariffs to buy TikTok.
This guy is nuts. I'm telling you, I don't understand anything that he says, honestly.
Because they want to control all that data collection. They don't want China to control that TikTok data collection.
Absolutely. TikTok's big. It's the biggest now.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
So, they want America to control that data collection.
There's probably a little paranoia that they think that they're using TikTok to get into everybody's lives and get data.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
of course, there was a scandal this week, earlier this week. I think it was announced on Sunday or Monday about the leak, the signal leak of the Yemen attacks. Reporter.
How does that happen? A reporter was actually put into a White House WhatsApp group with the information leak of a potential attack on Yemen.
Yeah.
What? Sorry, I'm shouting, but that's crazy.
And when, do you know that woman, Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I remember, yeah.
She's a vile woman. She not only looks vile, but she is a vile,
nasty piece of work.
She's a nasty piece of work, and she actually used a euphemism that we've heard once or twice here in Malta, which is "go back to your country."
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. Wow. When asked about that leak, here's what she had to say. And luckily someone came to the journalist's rescue. Listen to this.
Should the defense secretary and the vice...
What country are you
from? The UK.
Okay, we don't give a crap about your opinion and your reporting. Wow. Why don't you go back to your country where you have a major migrant problem?
Okay, do you care?
No. You should care about your own borders.
Do you care about American lives being put at risk?
Let me tell you something. Do you care about people from your country? What about all the women that are raped by migrants?
Do you care about American...
No, do you care? Okay, you're done.
This is good. Listen to this.
Lives being put at risk?
Here comes a burn moment.
Fighting for your country?
I don't care about
And your vice president? And your defense secretary?
This is an American journalist. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm an American, and I'd like to hear your answer to what she's asked.
Yeah!
My man.
I mean,
look, let's be honest. I honestly have massive sympathy for Americans because these are the people representing their country.
Yes.
This is the message that
I'm going to tell you straight out. Yeah. I speak to Americans almost on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Good friends and family. Of course they are.
They're embarrassed.
Of course they are.
There are ways and there are ways, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
Putin probably does half of the same thing, but he keeps it under the desk.
Yes, and doesn't let anybody talk about it.
Yeah, besides other things that he keeps under the desk.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
Oh, listen to this. Now, obviously, the U.S. recently has been plagued with aviation accidents. Let's just put it like that. Yeah?
It's been happening a lot more often, and it's very strange, in
Absolutely.
Fact.
This is not about an accident, thankfully.
Thankfully.
This is about something stupid that a pilot did, all right?
Very unprofessional.
A United Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Shanghai was forced to turn around and land in San Francisco after one of the pilots realized they'd forgotten their passport.
That's
one thing you don't want to do going to China.
This is 2 hours into a 13-hour flight.
Yeah, well, at least it was only 2 hours.
Yeah, well, I mean, 2 hours, then 2 hours back.
Imagine he crossed, Chinese airspace and then realized.
Then realized.
That would have been a bit of a problem.
Where are you going? Flight, whatever. I kind of forgot my passport.
Yeah, so 2 hours out, 2 hours back, they got a new crew to come in to obviously reschedule the flight and take the flight on. I'm wondering where this guy is now. Probably Guantanamo. Right?
Gitmo.
They said,
No.
He's,
you think he's telling the truth? I think he left the iron on us.
I'm imagine that, you know?
It's like, I don't think
you'd take a passengers on a four-hour joyride, you know, in a plane just because your iron's on. But
I mean, the fact that he had to go back for his passport, obviously, because he was going to China.
Yeah.
They would have probably held him there for 13 years.
I mean,
if he didn't have his passport, you know what I mean?
Probably what he's been subjected to in the States, which is probably sort of tox screening, urine screening, breast screening, all screening.
TSA gloves.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they use those ones that the vets use in horses, you know?
Up to the elbows.
Up to the shoulder, really and truly, yeah. So I have a feeling this guy's going to take a short absence from work.
Yeah.
Just until you can walk straight.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty crazy, though. You know, the pilot, this is the thing, if you think about it. The pilot is the one person you need to trust.
Yeah.
On a plane.
Of all the things.
You know, trust without any uncertainty.
Absolutely.
And a guy who forgets his passport, which is a pretty easy thing to forget.
I'm sure he's going to get into some trouble here.
There's going to be consequences for sure.
I don't want him to lose his job.
No, but he can maybe just become a hostess or a host. Instead, downgrade. Don't fire the guy. Keep him in the system.
Just keep him in the system and let him serve peanuts for the rest of his career.
Put him down with the baggage. Baggage handler.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
We want to understand. We want to open this up to our listeners, okay? The body sometimes does weird stuff. It could be different things for different people, but it's such an amazing organism, the body, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
The way it functions, the way it works, you know, the way it self-sustains and all this sort of stuff. Incredible
the way
organism.
The way it repairs itself.
Yeah, from a scientific point of view, incredible. But, you know, everybody has their little weird things that, like for me, when I get stressed, my eyelids just starts to twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it could happen like for 2 or 3 days and then it'll disappear once the main stress sort of is removed.
Yeah.
So that's,
really, it could
that's
last that long?
It can last that long, yeah, too. But not constant. It'll come on
I get,
and
like,
off.
Little bumps around, like you know how you get, sometimes you get really dry skin on your fingers? I get, like, these little...
Hives or something like that?
Kind of like hives, okay. I guess, yeah. Mm. When I'm super stressed.
Okay.
And they bother, and I start scratching them and stuff. Yeah, and
occasionally, and here's another one. Occasionally, when I'm lying in bed on my side, my leg will just kick. It's obviously a nerve thing, but somewhere. But yeah,
your poor wife.
It's not a violent kick. It's like a. It's just like a quick shot.
You see that in dogs when they're resting, and you're like, it's like they're dreaming they're chasing a rabbit or something, and they're like starting to run in their dreams.
How funny is that?
My nose. Yeah. My nose runs most of the time when I have dinner.
It could be just the heat coming out from the food. No,
no. Even if it's just a normal. Dinner with, like, you know me, I put chili on everything, but that's not it. It's not, it's aside from the chili, I mean, it just, my nose runs.
I have a similar thing as well, but I get like sort of phlegm in my throat. Doesn't help that I use a shovel to eat, but but I get that sort of phlegm after.
You sure that's not phlegm and just a collection of potatoes and vegetables?
It very well could be. A little fried chicken down there as well.
I wonder, I mean, listeners, do you have anything?
Everybody has something.
You've got something. Yeah. What do you have that, for example, you're too embarrassed maybe to tell your doctor about?
Yeah.
Or you didn't think it's...
Or you haven't got to that level of paranoia yet.
Exactly.
To go to the doctor.
Exactly. So you have people who are like the genuine hypochondriacs.
Yeah.
Doc, I have this. Am I dying? You know?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I kind of used to be one of those people.
Yeah, but you're not...
Still a little bit, but
I'm
much
better
now.
Not as much as you used to be.
Act
like they never left. Oz and Jay. Vibe.